A little while back, Janine Murray made a small but significant change in the way she gets paid. A board member and team member for the Go Local Cooperative in Santa Rosa, she now takes a portion of her income from the organization in Go Local Bucks.
It's an additional payment type, an alternative to our national currency. We're able to take, say, around 10% now of our pay in Go Local Bucks because we need to go to the grocery store, and we've got Community Market accepting Go Local Bucks and issuing them. We're actually saying I'm committing to keeping some of my purchases local, and this is just a medium of exchange.
They didn't try to print up their own bills or launch a new bank to do this, Murray explains. It's all measured and tracked through a web-based card system.
It is an internet-based digital swipe card that acts just like a debit card, so it's a local currency debit card.
One that is now being accepted at dozens of locally based businesses, some of which offer discounts or other incentives to the holders of what is now called the Go Local Rewards Card.
They swipe the card, enter the subtotal, and whatever reward they've decided to offer is already set up, and it just tells them what to do. Take $1.60 off of your total, apply Go Local Bucks to it. It just tells the cashier what to do. And the customers, if they already have a card, they just present it and say, I'd like to use it. Or they can get one at any one of these merchants for free.
One of the first businesses to join in this local subset of the economy was Community Market in Santa Rosa. General Manager Mel Minton says it was squarely consistent with their mission.
We figured that this was a way for us to pull our resources together and get to know each other better and be part of supporting our local economy.
Over the past 2 years, she adds, they've seen use of the cards trending sharply upward.
It grows pretty much every month. The more people we get and the more people that are talking about it, more people every day are asking for cards. Probably this last quarter, we're seeing quite a significant increase in usage.
One regular customer who's contributing to that trend is BC Caps.
Whenever I go shopping at Community Market, I'm swiping it as part of the purchase process, and then it's keeping track of my totals, how much I'm buying each time. And then the next time I come in, I'm getting a nice little dividend that comes off as a discount on the next purchase.
This kind of customer loyalty, says Go Local's Janine Murray, is one of their strongest selling points as they recruit additional merchants to take part in the program.
We talk with them about two things. One is the shared brand. There's that recognized Go Local, Shop Local brand that has an $8 million commercial media value. And then they need tools to get customers and keep their customers. And so the rewards card is the very functional tool that takes that support local message and puts it into action.
And participation is growing. With a boost from Community First Credit Union, there are now some 10,000 cards in circulation, honored in one way or another at more than 130 local businesses. Last month alone, Marie says, that added up to over 3,000 separate transactions worth about $75,000. And for some of the cardholders, such as BC Caps, the greatest benefit is not those fiscal rewards, but the sense of being more deeply embedded in their local community.
I would use a reward card to track my purchases even if I wasn't getting a dividend. And the fact that I'm getting a dividend, it's just gravy.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.